Ceremonies are canceled in Beslan as terrorism weighs heavy on an anniversary. Survivors evacuate New Orleans, Louisiana. Christians are helping. And foreign missionary work could face problems in Venezuela. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. We begin today in Beslan, Russia, as a community is again mourning. Eminence Greg Yoder's there.
Everything was canceled yesterday as Beslan remembers the one-year anniversary of the terrorist attack. 360 people died, about half children. Alevtina Kusova, who lost her 14-year-old daughter in the siege, is remembering it as a turning point in her life. Through an interpreter, she says her sister led her to Christ next to her daughter's casket.
I had God, you know, like everybody else probably here, you know, that God is somewhere far away. And then when it happened, I was not looking for God yet. But then, you know, when God, in a special way, started talking to me, I turned to him.
She's now reaching out to other victims, just as Russian ministry's counselors are doing, says Marina Khobolova.
The people were very open to the gospel. Well, I know exactly one family came to Christ. And the rest of the people, maybe they're not Christians yet, but they're very attentive to what we are saying.
Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Beslan, Russia.
Next, lawlessness and desperation are mounting across New Orleans as the city is being evacuated. The order came from Louisiana's governor in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. With the city underwater, it could take months before it's functional again. Global Aid Network is responding. Gain USA's Charles Detter.
Currently, we are transporting shipment of orange juice and preparing to send ice and drinking water, ingredients for soup and clothing and other necessities of life to be able to help people in the shelters in the affected areas.
Detter says the call for help goes back to the call for spiritual harvesters.
When the scripture says he saw the multitudes and felt compassion for them because they were distressed and downcast like sheep without a shepherd. And Jesus said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. We need to follow that prayer to call for workers to join in the relief effort, as well as to reach out with the compassion, with the hands and feet of Christ by the power of His Holy Spirit. And that's what we're aiming to do through Global Aid Network.
You're listening to Mission Network News. With tensions between the U.S. and Venezuela running high and the future of outside missionary work potentially in question, Evangelicube International is continuing with their plan to train nationals to do the work. Evangelicube's Nathan Sheets says a training team was in Venezuela in early August.
Over that one-week period that we were there, about 400 Venezuelans were trained with Evangelicubes and went out and shared the gospel. And just actually, during the training seminar, we saw about 400 or 500 people accept Christ. But over the course of that week, we saw over 2,000 people come to faith in Christ and saw about 15 new churches established.
Evangelicube's biggest need is for financial partners to continue providing resources and training for the Venezuelan nationals.
Their goal is to equip 1,000 Venezuelans this year with Evangelicubes and training to evangelize probably about 1 million people.
Meanwhile, thick jungle forests, no roads, no telephone lines, just a never-ending carpet of green. The view of Ecuador from the cockpit of a Mission Aviation Fellowship plane shows immense barriers to the gospel being spread. But MAF is overcoming those barriers through flight and communications, bringing hope and help to meet people's real needs. Those in the remote jungles of Ecuador are now hearing about Christ, and lives are being transformed by the gospel. Funding for flight costs is an ongoing need. And a village in Tanzania known for worshiping forest gods is experiencing the touch of the living God. Grace Ministries International has helped start a new church in the village of Kikwale, and the people are coming to Christ. Also, GMI reports that the Tanzania Bible School provided biblical training to 80 students, who then returned to their churches more equipped to minister. Pray that many more people will come to know the Lord and be equipped for His service. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The DVD, Beyond the Gates of Splendor, a gift from International Aid, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It tells the true story of the five American missionaries killed in Ecuador in 1956. That's Beyond the Gates of Splendor, 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.